It's the sixth podcast of Christmas. Yes, we're back already. Thank you very much for returning. Today, it's quite a musical podcast. Some podcasts that we do are very heavily spoken word orientated, but today, it's a highly musically charged Young'uns podcast. For we have a collaboration between the Young'uns and Sam Carter. We have Sunjay Brain, and we've got Bob Fox, as well as a Bob Fox-related anecdote. Mr. Sean Cooney takes us to a post-apocalyptic folk festival, and I star in Countdown, the television show Countdown. Plus, we hear about Michael Hughes' Nazi Satnav. David, you said it was a highly musically charged Young'uns podcast. I've just suddenly realised you've forgotten the introductory jingle, which is arguably the most important bit of music. I am still apologise, I shall do it now. On the sixth podcast of Christmas, the Young'uns give to you. Sean Cooney takes you to a post-apocalyptic folk festival. David Eagle stars in Countdown. We hear about Michael Hughes' Nazi Satnav. And music from Sam Carter, Sunjay Brain and Bob Fox, as well as a Bob Fox-related anecdote. Thank you. Yes, yes, I can't believe I nearly missed that out. It would have been a crying shame if the audience were denied that. Let's start with some music from Sam Carter, collaborating with the Young'uns from Beverly Folk Festival. This is The Old Testament.
I am not sorry. I am not ashamed. So tell it to the pigeons.
From Beverly Folk Festival, the Young'uns with Sam Carter, or Sam Carter with the Young'uns, I think it's probably fairer to say he did most of the work there. Sam Carter with the Young'uns and the Old Testament, and hopefully a session with Sam Carter at some point, I think, on the podcast as we run into a new block of podcasts next year very soon, and hopefully more exciting guests coming on. Who knows what else? What other features? That's the weird thing, listening back to these podcast features, I realise that we say that we're going to do a lot of stuff and then we don't actually do them. For instance, I said that it would be a good idea to follow up on this piece of audio that I'm going to play you right now. And it's all about Michael Hughes' Nazi Satnav. Let's find out more.
Michael Satnav. I don't know what's wrong with Michael Satnav, but we think there's some sort of weird glitch in it where it's pronouncing Hull as Heil.
Yeah.
And we think, does yours do that? Because we thought we might have been sold like a Nazi Satnav. I mean, we're a bit like, afraid to do the updates because what's he going to say next? At the second exit, turn Reich.
After 800 yards, keep right.
Excellent.
Now, after that clip on the actual podcast that was taken from, I said that we should follow that up. We should get in touch with the manufacturers of the sat-nav, get some sort of statement from them. See, are they doing this deliberately? Is this a deliberate propaganda thing? Are they trying to deliberately... We never followed that up. I think we should have followed it up. So in future, so it's quite strange. So listening back to these clips, and I listen and I realise that we said on the podcast we were going to do certain things and we didn't do them. I just more and more realise what a politician I am, like a corrupt politician, or you may argue a mainstream politician, I suppose. Oh dear. But I pledge next year, my manifesto, in the Young'uns podcast manifesto, I will start following up on things that I promise. But anyway, I will not renege on my promises to bring you music from Bob Fox and Sunjay Brain. In fact, proof of that non-renege, if renege is indeed a word, Sunjay Brain recorded live for the Young'uns podcast in person. An interview and music on the 117th Young'uns podcast, if you want to go and listen to that in your own time. This is an acoustic version, and I think I prefer this to the album version. I think the album version is really good, but it's got drums, it's got bass guitar, it's got guitar in, so a very electric rock kind of sound. This is raw and acoustic, and I love it. This is Sunjay Brain with Fire Down Below.
Stepping right on time. Here come the streetlights, bringing on the night. There go the man, faces hidden from the light. All through the midnight, that's when they come and they go. With only one thing in common, they got the fire down below. Here come the rich man, big lonely limousine. There go the poor man, all you gotta have is green. Here come the lawyer, banker and the cop. One thing for certain, it ain't never gonna stop. It all gets too hip, that's when they come and they go. With only one thing in common, they got the fire down below. Well, now it happened up in Vegas, happened in Moline, on the blue blood streets, Boston, Berkeley, out in Queens. It went on yesterday and it's going on tonight. Somewhere there's somebody treating somebody right. Well, now it happened up in Vegas, happened in Moline, on the blue blood streets of Boston, Berkeley, out in Queens. It went on yesterday and it's going on tonight. Somewhere there's somebody treat somebody right. So now he's looking out for Rose, looking mighty fine. Walking the streets for Nancy, you'll find her every time. When the streetlights flicking, bringing on the night, they'll be slipping out the darkness, they'll be slipping out of sight. It all gets too hip, that's when they coming, that's when they coming. They, you see them coming, they go. With only one thing coming, they got the fire.
Goodness, I thought it was brilliant when we heard you on the microphone, so that is, thank you very much for doing that, because, oh, and he throws his plectrum down between my legs, that's what he does on stage, which is a come on when I come from someday. We'll stop the recording now, sir. Thank you very much, my friends. Our final musical offering comes from Bob Fox playing a version of John Tam's The Snow Falls. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Thank you. Would you like to say Merry Christmas to anyone?
Well, I don't know of it. Do I know anyone?
I don't know. There's probably someone out there on the podcast who knows who you are. Yeah, still recording this from home. Where were we? I can't remember what we were talking about now. Anyway, not to worry. We're going to enter the world, enter the mind of Sean Cooney. Sean Cooney, a couple of podcasts ago, brought us a children's story, The Adventures of Iggy Jiggy Baba, the Dancing Sheep. But, Mr. Cooney, this is a bit more of a dystopic mindset that Mr. Cooney is in right now as he takes us into his dream world involving a post-apocalyptic folk festival and me, starring in the TV show Countdown.
A new feature for the podcast called Cooney's Dreams. You're just walking up, Mr. Cooney.
Oh, it's horrible.
So what have we had then in this?
We're not in the same bed, listeners.
No, we're in separate beds. Well, listeners, I'll be able to tell that by listening to the spatial acoustics between us.
Oh, God, it was awful. It was like one... If I could remember it all, I'm sure I could, like, become rich from making the script because it was fantastic. Fantastically scary. That was petrified. It was kind of set in this post-apocalyptic folk festival. And all, like, the random people who we'd seen over the weekend and people who just appeared on telly last night before we went to bed were all in it, and then kids from school were in it, like the school I work at, like with guns. There's loads of like tiny babies as well, the size of dolls or smaller. It's the size of ornaments. There was one woman we know, and she'd lost all her hair, and she lost her face. Her face was just normal skin, not scarred, just nothing, just skin. And then on the back of her head, she'd had like a makeshift face made.
Because that was sensible.
Plastic surgery. So I was trying to talk to her back of the head where the face was, and she kept saying, "What are you looking at that for? Talk to my face." You know, there were these naughty kids from school who had guns. And something happened, somebody dropped something, and a mine exploded. And we were kind of running through this festival site, which was now just kind of tarmac and with holes in it. And they kept throwing stuff to set off the mines, and we were dodging in and out, explosions all around. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I mean, this dream, it felt like it went on for like years. It was like epic. Just before the end, all these kind of railway tracks began to kind of appear, like as if an invisible workforce were putting them down. And then with the last explosion, this like kind of London tube train came roaring out of nowhere. And I was suddenly in somewhere else. So I was like the mind of the sorcerer who put the whole thing together. And it was Churchill. And Churchill held me in this big squeezing, suffocating bear hug to kill me. And everything had come. It was almost like everything that happened in my dream had to take place for the London Underground to work. And he said, as he was choking me to death, he was saying, "Oh my God, this is all." He said, "I do think this is over, but the story will begin again. Every time you'll think you're dying now, but it will start again and again, and it will go on forever." And this train was roaring towards us. And then I was like trying to wake myself up. I was thinking, "Oh bloody hell, maybe it's not a dream." And I longed to see the chair in the corner of the room. Oh dear me.
But in between this was, apparently I was in Countdown.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, you were in it. Joe Brand was in it. Maybe it was like Countdown from the apocalyptic festival. And you were making a massive point about this word, and no one believed you, but then you proved it with a dictionary. You said, "Gapped." Gapped, and everyone went, "What? Gapped." And you said, "Yes, you idiots, gapped." And then it was something like, "To bring communal enjoyment through reading." You were truly gapped. I think it was to make merry. Communally through the power of speech, we were all gapped.
We're going to finish with, that's what I was talking about, wasn't it? Before, when Dad came in, I was talking about the Bob Fox song, John Tams, The Snow Falls. This is Bob Fox's interpretation of that version of it on the guitar, because Bob Fox was involved in Warhorse. Well, he's still involved in Warhorse, the massive theatrical production of Warhorse. John Tams wrote the music for it, and Bob Fox is the songman. And on the podcast that we did with Bob Fox, we chatted about his time in Warhorse, his experience of it, and then he sang us a couple of songs as well, including this, John Tams, The Snow Falls, which we will hear after we've heard a little Bob Fox anecdote taken from, I believe, Bristol Folk Festival or Chippenham Folk Festival or some such folk festival. They're all the same to me. They all roll into one. They pay me, I go in, sing a few songs, bish bash bong, all done, folk stuff done, goodbye. Then I go back home, listen to heavy metal music, the kind of music I'm into, heavy metal and gangster rap. Bob Fox concluding our sixth podcast of Christmas, I believe. Yes, that's right. Sixth podcast. We're halfway through. We'll be back tomorrow for the seventh podcast of Christmas. See how it's working? It's going up chronologically. Have you worked it out yet? You've worked out how the system works? Excellent. Well done. Until then, goodbye.
I wonder how Bob Fox is getting on in the Conservative Club.
That should be interesting. We should have a live link up.
I must tell you this, I went, me and my partner and some friends went to see him in Warhorse a couple of months ago, and my partner's visually impaired, and so we booked on the touch tour and went backstage beforehand, and you never seen anything like it. We got there and it's a massive stage in Warhorse, and it's there's like 50 guide dogs on the stage and everyone's walking around, and Bob's showing people where he's standing and telling them about the songs, and you can actually go up and touch the horses, and if you've seen them, they're just incredible puppetry involved in Warhorse. It was Bob saying, just, you know, have a feel of this, sir. It's beautiful, it's just so, you know, realistic. And this guy said, oh yes, it's very realistic, it's even got a wet nose. And Bob said, no, that's a guide dog.
Clarifying for the record, because you kept saying my visually impaired partner, it's not me.
No, I said it once.
No, you said it two or three times. I was like, just giving people work. Yeah,
are you jealous?
No, just want to make sure that people realise this, you know.
Right, now you've made them think that my partner is a man, but not well.
Yeah,
he might be, he might not.
That's quite interesting.
I just say I've never felt so uncomfortable sitting in the middle.
You've never been in a Bob Fox dressing room being pelted by 50 blind people, Michael.
Yeah.
He's got a wet nose, that's not my nose. Yeah. I wonder how Bob Fox is getting on that Conservative Club. I might want to go and find out.
Cruel winter cuts through like the reaper. The old year lies withered and slain, and like barleycorn who rose from the grave, a new year will rise up again. And the snow falls, the wind calls, the year turns round again. And like barleycorn, a new year will rise up again. And I'll wager a hatful of guineas against all of the songs you can sing, that someday you'll love and the next day you'll lose, and winter will turn into spring. Till then, put your trust in tomorrow, my friend. things unfold as surely as night follows day.
Started.
I mean,
it's at the thinking stage.
Do you know what you're going to call it?
I'm going to call it The Year Turns Round Again.
Oh, geez.
In fact, I might even call it Songman, The Year Turns Round Again.
Mm-hmm. And you can put the year in brackets?
Yeah, maybe.
Angular ones or square ones? What's your preference?
I haven't thought about it yet. You know.
It's a question I think we should ask every single guest, that angular brackets or square brackets.
No, I don't think it'll be in brackets. I think it'll be just...
It'll be a dash.
In a slightly different font.
Any good favourite font, Bob?
I have got a favourite
questions,
font.
I think. You don't get asked this on Mike Harding and Mark Radcliffe, do you?
I'm not letting you into that secret.
You know, Fox's Fonts, that could be a feature.
Fox's Fonts.
Actually, I might call the album that.